Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am Jordan Patswold, and in studio with me for the first time in 2019 is Lori Renton from LR Future Insurance and Investments. Lori, good to see you once again. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you guys here at The Rock as well, Jordan. As you said that, the first time being here in 2019 just sounded kind of weird, but it's cool.
I think it has, yeah. At least on air anyways. Maybe mm-hmm. you popped by some other time, but yes, back with the monthly show and lots to talk about for today. And we're going to dive right on in with an event that you have coming up at LR Future Insurance and Investments, an opportunity for folks to invest their money and also maybe save a little money on their taxes. A double win.
That's exactly what we said. Like, how to benefit. You know, you don't want to hand your money to CRA if you don't have to. So as you're thinking of doing your taxes, and I know it still seems a little early, but we're hosting a luncheon. It's a free lunch and learn. It's limited to 18 people, and it's upstairs above LR Future in our Learning Center, the Life Matters Learning Center.
Okay.
And it's going to be golden opportunities talking about some of their investments and some of their impacts in the province of Saskatchewan. So join us for an informative presentation. It starts at 11:30 till 1. We'll serve soup and sandwich or a lunch, whatever that's going to be. And if you want to go, though, please call the office at 306-783-7737. And please let Wendy or Sheila know that you're coming, because, like I said, seating's limited. So, This is totally free. So come for lunch.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So again, talking about the Golden Opportunities Fund, how does something like this differ than just something like regular RSP that someone has to get on before this deadline? I know that's quickly approaching.
Yeah, well, you know, Jordan, that's a really good question, because with Golden Opportunities and SaskWorks as well, the two companies are labor sponsored. So when you come in and you buy Golden, let's say, for example, and you spend $5,000, you almost get the exact same tax break that you would get if you bought $10,000 of a regular RSP.
Oh, wow.
So I highly recommend this year. I think it's only $35 million they can sell to the province. And what happens with these labor-sponsored funds is they're an eight-year hold.
Mm-hmm.
You get that nice tax break. The money continues to grow. You get on a plan and start buying it regularly, or do it on payroll. Talk to your employer, or talk to me, and I'll talk to your employer. And you get a payroll plan. In 8 years, when it rolls over, I just had people in rolling their five-year or eight-year money. The $5,000 turned into $8,000 to $7,000. They got the 35% 8 years ago. Now they're going to get 32.5 again on that same money. So I use mine as a tool. Like, I'm just going to buy that as part of my RSP plan and just continue to roll, and have the money start rolling itself every 8 years.
Mm.
So the difference is that extra 32.5 tax break, that adds up. And the maximum you can buy is $5,000. But your minimum's $1,000.
So this is where we start to see some of the differences in terms of this compared to regular RSPs or more traditional ones, is that there's a maximum attached to them.
Yeah.
That's essentially the biggest difference.
That's really the only difference, besides what you can buy on your taxes. You know, when you get your assessment and you can buy X amount of RSPs.
Okay.
You don't want to overbuy that part.
True.
But yeah, if you go out and you buy a normal fund, like other stuff that we have in our office, I mean, if you need to buy $20,000, you buy $20,000. So if someone comes in and says, I need to buy a $10,000 RSP, they can put $5,000 in Golden, get that beautiful tax break, and then put $5,000 in something else.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got some really neat new funds this year. And one of them, Jordan, and I just want to bring that up because I think of myself being the founder of my company, which is almost 25 years old. They've got one that's totally solely invests in visionaries. So what I like about it is that they say that founder-led companies, so let's say Apple, it wouldn't be in here, right? Because he passed away. Steve Jobs has passed away now. So Apple wouldn't be one of the companies. But they go in, they say that 31% more patents are generated when the CEO is still the founder of the company.
Oh, okay.
And also, they take you into all sectors. So you're going into consumer staples, you're going into biotech, real estate, industrial, education, financial. You're getting the best of the best. But you're going into, and it's a brand new fund. So if anybody's interested in something kind of unique, because the way that I work with clients is I will put you into a core pension style investment with your core money. And then we explore into these type of things. So it gives you that opportunity for a little bigger growth. but it still allows you to sleep at night because the main core of your money is in more of a pension style fund. So yeah, that's kind of interesting. There's that one. And then the other one, Jordan, that's just a little unique that would be an explore type of product mm-hmm. would be something that's social, kind of a socially conscious fund. What they do is there's only 156 companies in the world that fit in this fund. And they go, do you believe that the population is going to grow, Jordan?
Well, sure.
Yeah. So they're predicting 2030, 8.3 billion people. Well, what happens when you have 8.3 billion people on the planet? We need 50% more food. We need 30% more fresh water. We need 50% more energy. And guess what? That creates more waste. So that's what they're looking for. They're going, okay, if only 3% of the world's water is drinkable, how can we take water that's not drinkable and turn it into drinkable water? So that's the type of companies they invest in. Hmm. How can we make food last longer when you buy it from the grocery store? It's all about packaging. So those are the styles of investing that they're looking at. So it's kind of a neat option. And it's not for everybody, but at least it's here for people to know we have it. So that also fits into our Explore.
Okay.
And then another one would be something like a fund that's all about Netflix, Amazon, PayPal, all those companies.
Sure.
That's another one. So it's kind of funny. I had a little story here. A 16-year-old boy, he got a job. His mom brought him in to start investing in trust fund. And I showed him the two. I showed him the socially conscious one about, you know, population growing. And I showed him the one that's Amazon, Netflix, and all that. I figured for sure this 16-year-old would pick the Amazon one. He pushed that one right aside and took the one that I want to invest in companies that are looking for ways to turn undrinkable water into drinkable water.
Hmm.
16 years old, Jordan.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool.
Very, very.
You just never know. So everybody's different and some go to heck with that. I don't need to worry about it. That's okay. Then look at other options.
So like you said, lots of different options for folks depending on what they're interested mm-hmm. in. Some out there is like, nope, just tell me which ones are doing the best.
Right.
And put me into that.
Yeah. Or tell me something that's down right now so that I can buy it cheap. Like that's that one I was telling you about the visionaries. It's a brand new fund. So I always find it exciting when a company comes out with brand new funds because they're always starting with a brand new sandbox in a time when the markets are down right now.
Mm.
You know?
Well, and that's an interesting way of looking at it for sure in terms of how things have slowed in terms of the markets, if you will. Lots of people concerned, is this going to be something like we saw about 10 years ago when all of those markets came crashing down? And such an interesting way of looking at something like that when those markets turn downward. Some see it as a all my investments are disappearing on me, whereas you see it as, hey, stuff's on sale.
Right, Jordan. And, you know, when it comes to money, our emotions respond differently to money. It's kind of weird. And yet you can have, we have on our phones the Canadian Tire app, for example.
Okay.
Well, you know, there's certain things you want to buy there, but you don't need it right now. You plug it into the app and it bings. Like my cat litter, it bings and tells you that this stuff's on sale. And people react immediately. But when a stock market's on sale, people get scared and they run from it or they sell. One of the examples...
Well, I don't think I've ever heard a news story, to be honest, say, hey, the market's on sale. I think maybe that's partly why that happens.
That's true. No, the sky is falling. Get out of there. You're going to lose all your money. No, you're not going to have any. I don't think so.
I've never heard it phrased as the market's on sale. I've heard it as exactly as you just described, that everything's falling to pieces.
Yeah.
What an interesting way of looking at it.
Yeah. So any of you that are interested in coming in, we do a discovery process. We sit down with you for half an hour just on a consult and just go through where are you now and what does it look like to you? Because if we look back to 2008, which you were just talking about, Jordan, 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
when the actual crisis, the icons of Wall Street filed bankruptcy and all that stuff happened, the markets dropped like 33% in Canada.
Yeah.
Okay, 33%. OMG, that's awful.
Scary. Yeah.
But you know, So let's say you sold all that stuff off at 33% discount. And then you turn around and go, well, I'm going to get back in the market because my money's got to go somewhere. And the markets go back up the next year, like 22%.
Wow.
So, wow. Can you imagine if you looked at that as a sale and just threw some money into it or bought your RSP at that time instead of waiting till the season? So there's been, that was a total bear market, right? That was a crash. But there's been a couple bear markets since, but there's been lots of bull markets. So over time, when you look since 1988 and you look at today, Heck, we've only had about eight bear markets. So, and those of you that are listening that don't quite understand that, please, like I said, book an appointment, come and chat with us. You know, the bear is when the markets are sitting there stagnant or going down. The bull is when it's going straight, you know, going up, eh? Mm-hmm. It's on an upward trend. So, of course, things going on in the world are going to impact the market. Do you have control over that? Of course you don't. Do I have control over that? Of course I don't. But we're here to work with you, to take you through those times.
All right. All you ever wanted to know today with Lori Renton from LR Future Insurance and Investments, talking again this particular moment about the investment side of things and people needing to act a bit quickly because unlike other things that have a deadline of the calendar year, RSPs, I know they have a deadline that's a little bit different, a bit closer to the tax March. Deadline,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's March 1st. So that's the deadline for regular RSPs. I just want to put it out there. If you're interested in the golden, getting the 32.5 or the SaaSworks, please call us as soon as possible because there's not a whole lot for sale this year. So we believe they're going to sell out by the end of January. So Okay. We've been on. People already have been in buying and rolling over and transferring money. So let's say you have an RSP sitting at the bank, Jordan, or sitting somewhere else.
Okay.
And you want to take advantage of this 32.5. You can transfer $5,000 over and then get that tax break of tax credits of 32.5%. So that works for a lot of people, especially someone that's got a locked-in pension, right? Say they've done a job and their money's in a locked-in, they can't touch it anyway. Why not use five of that every year and move it into Golden or SaskWorks and get the 32.5 on your money immediately?
Hmm.
So that's an option. So any of you that are listening that hear that, call the office and I can give you a little better explanation on that.
All right. Good stuff. Again, all you ever wanted to know with Lori Renton from LR Future Insurance and Investments. Give them a call, 783-7737 on 7 Broadway Street West as well if you want to drop on in and set up an appointment there as well. Now, January, well, what a great day to talk about this because it's the coldest day of this young year and of the season so far. My parents just took off yesterday for warmer pastures in Mexico. I know the boss is considering that as well, getting out of town rather quick here. But what else do you have for people in terms of when they are planning a trip abroad?
Well, you know, that's great because it's that time of year. So it's funny because I'm sitting here talking RSP and then we're transferring over to travel insurance. But that's a big part of life. And when we do the discovery process, because it's not just a financial planning tool, it's a life planning tool, travel comes up for everybody. In fact, when I do kind of how to prepare a Canadian for retirement and we start you at 40 or 45 years old, we look at this in the top 6 expenses, Jordan. And I'll get back to your question in a minute, but The top 6 expenses are housing, income tax, transportation, healthcare, food, and lifestyle. Lifestyle never used to be in there, and they added that in because more and more people, they're retiring into travel, or they're not retiring yet, but they're traveling. It's becoming a big part of their life. So it's like, I want that to continue to be part of my life when I retire from a job. So you better include it, right? So whether you're going as a snowbird, taking off for a couple months in the winter, whether you're traveling for business, cross-border shopping, or even vacationing in another province in our country, it's very important to have travel insurance because people don't realize that you're going into Manitoba or Alberta, you're still leaving the borders of Saskatchewan. And Right. Do you know what your Saskatchewan health plan covers? You don't want something to happen and then find out you're not covered.
Right.
So I recommend when you buy, we do Group Medical, Blue Cross, and then we have another company for exceptional stuff. But with Group Medical, they'll allow you to bundle your coverage. So you can buy the Travel Star, have your travel. You can get travel cancellation, trip interruption, and all in one package. So it all depends. Everybody's needs are different. It's $5 million coverage. So you just have to come in and say, hey, this is what I'm doing. Our family does travel a lot because our parents live in Toronto or our parents live in Alberta.
Sure.
We're leaving the province. So make sure that you've got good coverage. If you have a job that has a health plan and you want to sit down and say, can we review? Bring it in so you know what you have. Because I find a lot of people, they come in and buy daily travel insurance, Jordan, and they may have it on their group plan at work, but they don't even know about it.
Right.
So if you're out there and you have a group plan, go talk to your employer, talk to your benefits carrier, find out what you do have for coverage because you might be wasting money. buying more. But that's what we have. And then, of course, we have Blue Cross. And like I said, you know, you can go with some of these travel plans. You can buy deductibles or not and things like that. And you can buy accidental life insurance if something goes wrong. But sure. Even trip cancellation, which I honestly have to say, Jordan, this is odd. But years ago, I mean, I traveled, I never bothered with it. And then one time I was leaving on a trip to Italy and my assistant, Shelley, said to me, Lori, why don't you get trip cancellation? It's only $60. Wow. So I ended up buying it, get to Italy. Last part of our trip, the volcano erupted in Iceland. Mm. So that's a perfect example of trip interruption.
Right.
And we had to stay for an extra week. I called my travel agent because I deal with a travel agent because I find in those situations, it's ever nice to phone a person and they take care of business for you. So that's what I did in that case. Well, heck, I got home and the check was there for me. They had everything taken care of. And I stayed for an extra week in Italy with stuff paid for. Like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we don't want that to happen, but if it does, you want to make sure you're protected.
And then it was a whole extra week in Italy for $60.
Exactly. That was about it, Jordan, because you got to eat, you got all that stuff, right? So I was pretty pleased with that, but it was a perfect example of these are things that can happen. And it happened to me, and we happen to have the product in our office to offer you. So think about that. Think about a health plan. If you don't have a health plan at your business, think about a health plan, and on all those health plans, you can look at making travel an option rather than just buying it when you're going to go down to Minot shopping or something. Who would shop south? I don't know right now with the dollar, but it's just that excitement of going somewhere different. Hey?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So make sure that you have that as well.
Good to be properly covered for sure. Mm-hmm. Also coming up at, I can't recall, maybe this isn't directly at LR, the other event that you have going on. I want you to have a chance to mention that one too. That's coming up in a couple weeks as well. Oh. I know you're helping host the event with a couple other different groups. So what's happening?
Oh, wonderful. I went to an event in Saskatoon a while ago. How much time do we have, Jordan?
Oh, about 5 minutes.
Okay, I went to an event in Saskatoon a while ago and Gordie Howe's son, Murray, was the keynote speaker. Mm. And the woman that hosted the event, her name is Corliss. She's from Prince Albert, which is where I came from. And it was funny because I took my partner. He's going to kill me for telling this story. I took him. The way that I got him to come to this event was because it was Gordie Howe's son as the speaker. So it's like, well, of course I'll go to that. So we go on a Saturday. We drive up to Saskatoon to the golf club. And it was in the winter. And we walk in and we're signing in. And the whole room, there was 100 people there. 5 guys, 95 women. And Murray Howe's the guest speaker. So Rob goes, oh, if you ever do this to me again, hey. But you know what? Once we got there, it got started and he realized that, oh, wow, Murray Howe's got quite a story to tell, especially when Gordie Howe is Rob's idol.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so I met Corliss. She is an amazing woman, an inspiring speaker, and she just launched a brand new book. And in her book, she's got a little story about Gordie Howe because she met Gordie Howe at Waskasoo. So it was kind of funny when Gordie passed away, and Murray wrote a book, his son.
Right.
And Murray wrote this book, and Murray did a book launch in Saskatoon, and Corliss went to the book launch. She read the book and found out that the story of her meeting Gordie Howe at Waskasoo was in his book, and it's in her book.
Oh, wow.
So that was really exciting, just seeing the difference she was making in people's lives, because she had about 7 speakers that day.
Yeah.
So she had sent me a message and she said, Lori, I'm going to be in Regina, but I could go home through Yorkton and do a book launch. So on January 21st from 6:30 to 8, and you have to, again, we've got tickets at the office, or you can go to www.corliss.ca and then go under events Yorkton and you can buy your ticket for $10.
Okay.
So, or you can call LR Future or Community Futures.
Mm-hmm.
Our number is 783-7737. I don't know Community Futures offhand, but we are co-sponsoring this event. The Life Matters Learning Center, Community Futures, and LR Future, we're co-sponsoring it. And we're going to have her come to Yorkton and just have a little talk about what went on in her life that inspired her to write this book. And it's really about your life purpose. So lead your life leads to life purpose. So I'm hoping she's going to be here early enough, Jordan, that day, the 21st, okay, maybe to do a little talk on the rock.
Sure. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. That again, just going to be in about 2 weeks time, going back in reference to Monday, a couple Mondays from now, that's going to be happening again, down at Dell Our Future, upstairs at the Life.
It's at the Godfrey
Center.
Dean. Actually.
Oh, sorry. Godfrey Dean.
Yeah. Corliss is at the Godfrey Dean on the 21st.
Okay.
And then the actual Golden Opportunities event for the 32.5% tax break,
gotcha,
is January 18th. So next Friday, and it's upstairs at LR Future from 11:30 to 1. We'll serve you lunch. please bring a friend, but also phone 783-7737 and let them know you're coming because we've got limited seating.
All right. Excellent. Anything else you want to get out there? Again, reminder, people have deadlines they need to be mindful of before the end of February for some of these RSPs that we've been talking about, sooner for labor-sponsored funds because there's a maximum involved. So. Yeah,
there's a limit of what they're selling. So if you're going to get on that and you have your money available, get in and buy your gold and your SaskWorks. I buy it right now, but buy it before the end of January. And then, of course, you've got the rest of the month, February, to look at, you know, what else do you need for RSPs? So talk to your tax guy, get him to put in some numbers, or tax woman, get her to put in some numbers and see where you are. Don't wait till the last minute. Like, we have a lot of people, Jordan, they get their monthly plan going, so they know already by the end of the year they have this much. If they need to top it up, then they do. And it's not such a big overwhelm, right?
So. Absolutely. Well, great again to have you on air as always, Lori. We'll chat again soon.
Super. Thanks, Jordan.
All you ever wanted to know on The Rock 98.5 once again today with Lori Renton from LR Future Insurance and Investments. That's all we have for today. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.